I'm going to call to order the Port Commission of the Port of Houston Authority on the October 12th at 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. So let's go ahead and get started. So in terms of opening remarks, what I would like to do is just start out and say, wow, what a historic day this is going to be today. Great work. Our team is here from Port Houston. Great work getting us to this point to be able to vote on the first dredging contract for Project 11. It's been a relentless partnership with the Corps of Engineers, with everybody involved, negotiated great benefits for air quality. We're going to be really excited to hear about that in a few minutes. We also have a really cool part of this too, which is a significant MWBE component in these contracts as well. And so I'm really excited about getting started today and going forward. Any commissioners, any comments or questions?
You know, you said it, but I'd just like to say it also that for Roger and his staff, they've been working on this thing for a number of years, and I know it's exciting for them like it is us. And Roger, congratulations to you and all your folks that have been working since 2014, I think, on this project.
Yeah. I'd like to follow up on that. Great job by all staff. They did the impossible with nothing.
Yes, exactly. Good job.
And you too, Chairman. You've been working hard on this.
Well, I just started, though. It's been going since y'all started it in 14.
Yeah, 14, right.
And we're a team.
Yeah. But it actually went through in record time.
A win.
And that took a lot of effort after you got here to get it to that point.
Absolutely. Kind of like
really
the 90s on Saturday.
That's right.
Who would have
called? Just saying. Maybe the Astros tonight.
What did he say?
Like the Aggies on Saturday?
No, I just wanted.
Any other comments?
No, I think it's significant. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but I'm concerned about the cost. Is significantly higher than what was estimated, even by today's standards. I'm anxious to get going. This is badly needed, and it's been a phenomenal effort on behalf of staff and our congressional representatives and everybody involved. So. Great day. Great day for the Port of Houston. Very significant.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's go ahead then, Roger. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Did you want to do public comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Public comment. That's what we'll do next then.
We're going to get our last
opening remarks. All right. So we're going to go with public comment, and we have three folks that have signed up. So we have Emu Nasser from the Environmental Defense Fund. So go ahead. Do we have you? There. I see you.
Hello. Jimmy, can you hear me?
I do. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks again for the opportunity to speak. I'm Elu Nasser. I'm with the Environmental Defense Fund. I think I've spoken a couple of times, so folks may know my name. We're anxious today and eager to hear more about the plans that have been negotiated between these dredging companies and Port Houston staff on Project 11. As you're aware, likely EDF remains concerned about the emissions from this project. But some of the discussions that we've been having with port staff have indicated that there's some promising news on that front in today's meeting. And so we're hopeful that there may be some reprieve and some respite for those communities that are surrounding the project. I think I mentioned last time when I spoke to this body that there were some indications, we were given some indications that there would be some priority given to those companies in terms of the scoring of their bid, if they would look at using cleaner equipment. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of points on that. According to the conformity determination, so if those who bid on the project used tier one equipment, including their tugs and their dredges, there would be an estimated 3,650 or so tons of NOx. With just a shift towards tier two equipment, that decreases that to 2,500 or so tons of NOx. And should the company bidding on the project shift to tier three equipment, the total NOx then decreases to around 2,100 tons of NOx. So just in sum, tier two equipment is a decrease of over 1,100 tons of NOx, and tier three equipment would result in a decrease of around 1,500 tons of NOx. So in that spirit, we are anxious to learn more about how this first phase of the project would be rolling out and what sustainability measures may be included. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Okay, thank you so much. Our next speaker is from Public Citizen, Elizabeth Slomba. If I hope I didn't mess your name up. Elizabeth, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Yeah, can everyone hear me? Oh, awesome, thank you. Hello, Chairman and Commissioners.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity to allow me to speak this Tuesday morning as we await for the much anticipated updates and responses from the port and the commission regarding Project 11 and the health and safety of Harris County residents. Of course, my name is Elizabeth Slomba. I am the East Harris County organizer for Public Citizen, and I currently live in Houston's historic Second Ward. I am also here as a participant of the Houston Healthy Port Communities Coalition, where we focus on creating healthier Houston by preventing pollution before it happens. The Healthy Port Communities Coalition would like to see the cleanest technology possible used for the dredging of Project 11. We would like the port and its contractors to follow the preventative measures outlined by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality in its response to the general conformity determination to ensure the health and safety of those who live near the port. Going forward, the port should continue to consider the health of its neighbors by giving preference to contractors who limit pollution by using newer, lower emissions-based technology. In the near future, please be sure to consider emissions reduction strategies for segments 4, 5, and 6, because these communities are the most vulnerable when it comes to the effects of dredging and pollution. Thank you for your time. I look forward to learning today how the port will consider the health of Harris County residents and its dredging contracts.
Thank you for being here today. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Okay, our last speaker is from Air Alliance, and that's Leticia Blasa. So Leticia, are you good to go?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, go ahead.
Great, thank you so much. My name is Leticia Blasa. I am with Air Alliance Houston. I am the Government Relations Director and also Community Outreach for the organization. We are also a part of HPCC, Healthy Ports Community Coalition. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak this morning. And I certainly want to recognize that we have been meeting with port directors, and we appreciate the engagement this past year and being able to come to the table to express concerns and also trying to work towards cleaner technology. Part of my work with Air Alliance Houston is that, but also my family and I live close to the ship channel, and we have for decades now. And so a lot of the decisions that the port currently makes impacts us directly. So not only am I advocating for my community, but I'm also for my family. And we certainly appreciate port staff meeting with us and others in the community to be able to talk about ways that we can better Project 11. And so we want to continue these discussions and want to be able to, you know, help the port in ways that can benefit not just economically, but also positive health impacts in the community. So thank you for allowing me to speak today, and we certainly look forward to the discussion about the dredging.
Thanks for being here. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Okay, I understand we do have two commissioners that are on, that are virtual. We have Commissioner Clunan, who is virtual, and I think you're good connection-wise, Commissioner. And I also know that Commissioner Crusoe is also on, and she was having some technical difficulties, and hopefully those have been resolved. But at this point, let's go ahead and I'll turn it over to Roger.
Yes, Chairman. We'll jump right into item D1, approve staff's ranking for vendors and award a construction contract in the amount not to exceed $95,375,349 for the dredging of the Houston Ship Channel between Station 138 and 73, Segment 1A, described in the design package to the top ranked proposer. Staff ranking first was Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company LLC, and the second was Weeks Marine. I want to briefly go through, just real quickly, to highlight again what this project entails. You have the map there. Segment 1A is the piece in the lower bay that you see in the pink that goes from Bolivar to Redfish Island. I want to highlight that as early as next month, we will also go out for an RFP for the next phase, which includes 1B, which is the purple, as well as segment 2 in green. So as we move forward on this project, next slide, Kelly, the just a little bit more highlighted. It entails widening the channel in that segment from 530 to 700 feet. I believe it's about 11 miles long, includes shoreline protection and the construction of what's called Bird Island for the dredge disposal in that area in that red hashed circle. Next slide, Kelly. The cost estimate for this job when we completed the feasibility in October 2019 was north of $81 million. Finished the design in October, estimate of $71 million. You can see that the proposed amount for Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company is $95,375,349. This is approval. What we're asking for is approval for a contract not to exceed that amount with some remaining items to as we continue to negotiate this contract. Commissioner, you mentioned the price. I can just tell you we've done a thorough evaluation of the project costs and certainly stand behind that estimate. And we'll hear from Great Lakes later about that. So I'll defer that discussion there, Commissioner. But the recommendation is to award to Great Lakes Dock and Dredging. Included in this bid, next slide, this proposal, next slide, Clint Kelly. You know, it's really exciting that we've worked together through a negotiation process. The TCEQ general conformance on this project was based upon an average of a tier one level emissions. There were several options negotiated, and the Port Authority accepted the approach that had the best reduction in overall NOx emissions with Great Lakes Dredging. This is done, and someone can speak more detailed about this, but through an SCR, selective catalytic reduction, retrofits to the dredge itself and all the apparatus, the boosters and the tugs, and all of that technology employed makes improvements 68% better than tier one and even 48% better than a tier three level of emissions for this project. So I just want to say that Great Lakes has reports and will probably tell you that there's been a $4.5 million capital expense that's been included on this to provide significant gains to the air quality and the reduced NOx emissions. So that was very important to us as we negotiated with them. In fact, initially we had planned to start in December, but part of the benefit for this is the start of this project will be pushed back to March so that those technologies can be employed. So we'll get those gains with a 2 or 3 month delay, but the benefits of the emissions from the get-goes will be recognized. So I think that's very important as we negotiated through that. Next slide, Kelly. Also, in our proposal package, Port Houston strongly encouraged the use of small and MWBE participation. It was an exempt project, but it was included in our overall evaluation. It's something that typically may not be required by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and one of their, if the project was being contracted by them. But I'll say Great Lakes recognized the priority of small business and MWBE and delivered on that in their proposal for this project. So that kind of highlights, in summary, the elements of what we're recommending. And with that, Chairman, you can have questions, or I would like to have Great Lakes make some comments as well.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and let
you need a motion first, don't you?
Well, why don't we hear from Great Lakes, and then we'll do motions and discussions after that, okay?
We have Mr. David Simonelli. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company, LLC.
Thank you, Chairman. It's a pleasure to be here today. On behalf of Great Lakes Dredge and Dock Company, I'd like to thank Fort Houston and the project delivery team for the opportunity to execute this inaugural dredging contract for Project 11, the expansion and widening of the Houston Ship Channel. Great Lakes is a publicly traded company on NASDAQ, the largest dredging contractor in the nation. We've safely and successfully completed deepening projects in Miami, Savannah, Los Angeles, Long Beach, Portland, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Freeport, Doha, Qatar, Panama, Bahrain, and we're presently deepening the shipping channels in Corpus Christi, Mobile, Alabama, and Charleston, South Carolina. Great Lakes performed a previous deepening project here, widening project, in the same section of the Houston Ship Channel in 1999 to 2000, where we dredged for over 500 days and removed about 10 million cubic yards of soft silt and clay material. We're committed to delivering a high-quality performance driven by skilled professionals, proven equipment, and safe production through effective environmental, safety, social, and governance processes. We look forward to building a strong partnership with Port Houston, the channel pilots, the Coast Guard, and the shipping firms to ensure a safe and successful construction of the first phase of this project on schedule and on budget. Since 2005, Great Lakes has followed an incident injury-free safety management process. We transformed the company's safety culture to one of care and concern. As one of our core values, safety means we do everything we can to make sure that our team members work in a safe environment, safe workplace, return home safely at the end of each rotation. This means we not only provide good-paying jobs, but also safe jobs. Great Lakes has become a safety leader in the U.S. dredging industry. We seek to perform our work following strict environmental processes to protect water and air resources, fish and wildlife, endangered species, and marine vegetation. Great Lakes has a long history on initiatives to improve the way dredging gets done. Through the discussions with Port Houston, as you mentioned earlier, over the past month, and as part of our overall ESG commitment to reduce vessel emissions of greenhouse gases and other pollutants, Great Lakes is going to invest a capital investment of $4.5 million into SCRs for the prime mover engines on the Dredge Carolina and the boosters. As you mentioned, this will reduce NOx by 68% compared to tier one levels. As a company, we recently located from our historic roots in Chicago, 131 years in Chicago, to our new home in Houston. We saw that the dredging requirements of Texas and the amount of work coming out of the Gulf, this is where we need to be. So Houston is now our home. And we're eager to engage the local community, improve economic and social opportunities for all in our new home. Getting the chance to work with Port Houston to show the greater Houston area the importance of dredging to not only the nation, but also to the local region, providing good and safe jobs, good paying and safe jobs. The economic and social benefits of these types of expansion projects, like Project 11, just begin when the dredging starts. And the growth that is provided to the local communities is well known to drive supply chain innovation and resulting job creation. It's one of the reasons we use the tagline, it all starts with dredging. Again, we appreciate this opportunity to execute this challenging and prestigious project. Look forward to delivering this new improved channel on schedule. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you address I know this is sort of $10 million, $20 million question about cost and cost pressures, supply and demand issues related to dredging, and perhaps a discussion about, we did our projections just a year or two ago, and the numbers are much higher, both from your firm and from the competitor as well. So could you just hit that right on the head?
Yeah, certainly. So in estimating a dredging project, we study the soils involved in some very stiff clays here, which require a lot of cutting power to cut. Stiff clay component is over 35% of the material, and then the medium clay is about 57%. Long pumping distances, pumping up to 40,000 feet for Lombard Island, requires a lot of horsepower onboard the dredge and the booster. Coordination with traffic, I think we have that pretty well in control through our discussions with the delivery team and partnering with pilots. But a big component, this channel is, it's about 80 feet of dredging on each side. So when it's high bank, it's 30 or 35 feet of face. So when the dredge sets ahead to make a swing, you're only digging for 2.5 or 3 minutes. And then you're in the corner, you've got to set ahead again, dig another 2.5 or 3 minutes. It's very unproductive dredging. Normally, these big cutting dredges like to swing 300 or 400 feet wide and dig for a higher component or higher percentage of the ratio of those swings than setting ahead. So this job is an incredible amount of moving ahead, laying new pipelines, crossing the channel. All those factors drive costs up. Other costs, steel prices going through the roof, pipelines, the cost of steel for these pipelines. And there's a severe labor shortage also. It's, we're struggling with getting enough people to work on these vessels. That's why we're very interested in a job fair here. We can look for some local employees we can train in dredging. So those are some of the major components that drive the costs. There's also the slope component. Original base offer did not include digging all material on slope. By having to go after every one of those little step cut pieces of material, that adds cost to the contract. And as a dredging industry, we're going to be addressing that with Corps of Engineers because we typically don't see that on the EP projects.
Commissioners, any other questions? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say that in the past, I mean, we've experienced where the dredging started,
yeah,
and then for some reason, dredges would be pulled to another port or some other area. Can you commit to us that, I don't know if you're even in a position, but once you start this project, that this is going to stay and continue until we get this done?
Yes, Commissioner. The first dredge to arrive will be a big clamshell dredge, number 54. It's presently deepening Charleston Harbor. It'll be coming here to start the work, and that vessel's committed on this project until it's completed.
Still finished.
Yep, we have four other clamshell dredges that are working on other projects. So we have multiple units, but that vessel has tier 3 engines and it's committed to staying in this project. Cutting Dredge California, Carolina, once we upgrade those engines, that vessel has to perform this work. I have four other cutting dredges, but Alaska, the Texas, and the Illinois do not have the tier, the SCRs installed. So by adding those vessels to this project, we would have emissions problems. So we're committing to Carolina to finish this work. Our Dredge Ohio is going to be working in Corpus Christi. That's also a tier 3 vessel, but it's going to stay in Corpus Christi. That job has a long completion schedule. If we do have a major mechanical issue with Carolina, that vessel could come and plug in. Do you recognize that you had a completion date of late 22 on this project, and that's committing those vessels to this project.
Are you going to use any hopper dredges at all?
No, the hopper component has been removed on this project. We are using a big hopper in Mobile to do some deepening there. That's going quite well. But with hoppers, you better recognize the, if you load past overflow with silty materials, you're going to have a turbidity emission.
Any other questions? Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, and any other questions or comments?
No. I have one comment.
Okay.
We're into a 2-year project, so we do a real good job in a year dredging, and then the dreaded hurricane comes through, and the silt that is washed right back, and we're almost right back where we started. My question is there any way to insure that particular thing happening in case we have to, unfortunately, start right back over doing the same thing because of what the hurricane would do to what we've dredged, assuming that would happen?
Charlie, why don't you step up there and answer that with the
Unfortunately, that's a reality we have to live with.
I understand. I wonder if you can
happen in silt happens.
Called the ice dike, isn't it?
Yeah. Dredging term silt happens. But, you know, the reality is we're building this job, we're building it in 8,000-foot segments. And then the Corps takes over those 8,000-foot segments. They actually get new AtoN markers, and then they're available for use as the project is being built. So every 8,000-foot that's complete, contiguous, is complete and then turned over to the Corps, and it's part of the Corps' maintenance program. And if there was a hurricane or another natural event, then they will be dealing with that part. We'll be dealing with it in the parts that haven't been turned over, and that obviously isn't in our pricing. And we would have to deal with that circumstance as the unfortunate cost. That risk could occur. But again, we'd work with our federal partners to help as much as we can to help clean it up. But from port financial exposure, every 8,000 foot, then the dredge company and the port are out of that.
So for every time we get 8,000 turned over, we're kind of covered.
Yes, sir.
Basically, the Corps becomes our insurance policy.
Our partner.
Yeah. How you want to do it.
Maybe the region should
get off our pocketbook.
There you go. Any other questions or comments?
If I could add, I've been around this industry a long time, Mr. Chairman, and Great Lakes, they do have an excellent reputation. They're all committed to safety, and they are committed to environmental stewardship, and I think we're making the right decision today.
Okay. Any other questions? Welcome to Houston. We love you relocating here.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Any other questions or comments?
I'm just very encouraged about environmental improvements.
Yes.
And even exceeding tier three to a large extent. So it's a big step in the right direction, in my opinion.
I'd like to echo that sentiment, because there has been a lot of discussion, and I appreciate the environmental folks that spoke before the meeting and all of the partnerships that we really do want to be transparent. We want to go above and beyond what we had to do, which we did. And we know it costs additional funds, and we're fine with that. At the end of the day, we're all in this together. We want to be transparent, and we want to work with the communities and make sure that fundamentally we improve the economy at the same time as we balance environmental and health issues as well. So we hear you, and I think this contract shows that we are you know, implementing those plans as we discussed. So for that, any other comments or questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And
aye.
Online, do we have, okay, aye. I hear ayes online. Great, thank you. So motion passes. I think the next item on the agenda is D2, which is the construction management phase of the project. And who's going to talk about
that? Yes, we'd like to amend the professional services contract with the joint venture, which is Turner, Cowley, and Braden, and Gahagan and Bryant, to provide construction phase services for engineering, design, project coordination, and other assistance for the P11 project. This allows us to have additional people watching. I mean, staff will be part of the evaluation and the day-to-day construction oversight. But we don't have enough people to be on the dredges every day and things like that. So that's why we hire these construction phase services. This is the group that designed the project, so they know the most about the project and how it's supposed to be completed. So we ask for that approval.
For a motion?
Motion.
Second. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, will that to the group that will be watching what they pull up out of there, so when to end they don't say they pulled a submarine out there and want to spend a bunch of extra money for the submarine.
Yes, that's what their job is, to be the day-to-day.
Every time we do this, we have that problem. Every time. Oh, no, we run into this, we ran into that. Here we go. Get your pocketbook ready.
Hopefully the submarine was gold.
Either that, or we should hire somebody and put him on the boat, and they'll sit there every day.
And that's what these guys are doing.
They go be on the boat every day?
Pretty much.
That's good. We'll get a report.
Not every day, but pretty much.
Good.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Online?
Aye.
I hear ayes online, too. Great. Motion passes. Thank you. Appreciate that. We do not have any executive session today, and so that will conclude our agenda. We will, I just want to say in closing, definitely a big day for the port and for our region, starting this dredging project, and really, I'm really excited about that, and I just want to congratulate the team again. Yes. You know, Charlie, Lori, I mean, Rich, I mean, you guys have really done a great job. Thank you so much for everything you do every day. And I know it's a broader team than just the three names I mentioned, for sure, but they happen to be, like, sitting right in front of me. So. But this is a great day, and I really appreciate that. Any commissioners you want
to? I'd like to commend the fellows that worked on it so hard and came to the realization that they could get with these folks and work a better system for our environment. I know it's costing us money, but Charlie, it was a good move, and I very much appreciate it. And I hope that all the people that have been talking to us for the last 3 months are listening today at what we're trying to do to satisfy our help the environment. We're not the only ones up and down that ship channel that caused this problem, but I don't think they show up at Shell and Exxon and all those places on a daily basis. But thank you.
Any other comments, Commissioner?
So when do we start digging?
Yeah, March.
It's going to be
somewhere in March.
Somewhere around March, I believe. I think there's still some things to
be negotiated. There are details to be worked out. The mechanical dredge will begin in February. There are a few details still to work out getting the final contract closure, but the mechanical dredge right now is scheduled to come near the end of February, the Tier 3 mechanical dredge. Then the SCR retrofit is supposed to be complete in March, and then the dredge be available to start working. So we've extended the contract. It was supposed to finish in September. Now we'll finish around December for the job.
Great.
All right. So are we still looking at the first project is 18 miles? Is that right? Or
it's 11 and a half.
Yes, sir. Okay.
By the end of 2022.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And we are getting ready to go out to advertise within the next month for the next big job. It should be four times bigger, roughly. Which is called 4B5 or package 1B and 2 segments.
So with the first 11 miles, that's going to give us more room to control the traffic in and out?
Absolutely. And it should start to target safety. So it's an interesting fact. In the current channel, if the biggest ship was there, there's 80 foot between the edge of the channel and the ship.
Right.
And ships.
Right.
We're expanding that 50% for safety. It goes to 120 feet. With the biggest ships that are designed to come through. So that safety should be realized as soon as we get the first section open, it'll start to be used.
Well, my point is you can bring the larger ships. You got more room to control the traffic.
The right. Pilots have been engaged with opportunities of getting 11 more miles of 700-foot
okay.
wide
yeah.
channel.
Yeah.
So I can assure you they're looking at those
yeah.
opportunities.
Okay.
You know, and sir, this part of the channel doesn't end at a facility yet. It's still out in the open bay.
Right.
The as it sits right now, the first next big step up in improvement in vessel sizes is when it comes to a terminal, which is the next job.
Right.
But the daylight restrictions, the ability to be safer in that area should all occur with this job by the end of the year.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
So I guess we're talking from the intersection to Redfish, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have any questions or comments? All right. Well, I'll move to adjourn the meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good.